I don't know, a lot of people are like 50-50 about juniors. I really wanted a junior for so long. And then somebody told me, was like, well, why are you going to give that baby the same name as a dad? Let it have its own, like, its own name path to live up for. And I was like, fuck, like, that is so right. And then she proceeded to say, yeah, fuck the ugly ass daddy. Oh. Yeah, but I wanted a junior for so long. But then when she said that, I was like, fuck, like, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know. It just got to me to where now I'm second guessing having a junior.
I never liked that.
Okay, so you don't care to have a junior?
Not really. Like, I never cared for it. I liked it more how, like, my family has it where it's, like, two different letters or, like, three different letters they change. And the pronunciation changes a little bit.
I thought, then how come you were just going to let me have a junior?
Because you wanted it.
Yeah, I would want to name drop the other kids that I want to do right now. But, well, I'm not even name dropping your name either, but... Yeah, if you guys are, like, one of those people that keep those, like, baby names to yourself, are you? I am.
Bruh.
I am. Only, I feel like, I don't know if I really told people what I want to name my daughter. I think the only, like, the boy, everybody already knows. I have two names for boys. Well, one was a junior. Well, it might be. I don't know. And then the other one is, I want to just be straight the fuck up. It's Bruno. So that's there.
Bruh.
And then for the girl name is the one that I really want to keep to myself. I feel like there's obviously other girls named this out there. But if I'm being honest, my girl name is like kind of like, people might think it's a stripper name. They might. But it's, yeah, it's also like something pretty. It could be like, something like you would name a stripper, but then something you also name like a princess or some shit. I'm just saying.
Bruh.
So take it as you may. But yeah.
So if you guys didn't know, that we came up with this subject because we went to a baby shower yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Weekend update. Oh, wait. What's up, you guys? I'm your host, Ale. Welcome back to Scene Red One to the podcast. We're joined along today by our co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
I'm a little high right now, you guys. So, you know, we're out here. Do you know what we're smoking on today?
Honestly, it's animal cookies.
Animal cookies X or...
Something mint, yeah, I think.
No. I have, or is it bag. Animal mints mixed with... I don't know, y'all. Well, yeah, but we got that shit at Curaleaf. It's Curaleaf's, like, house grown. So
yeah.
It's somewhere in there. Just look that up. But yeah, we were talking about... Well, let's go into that weekend update, then the baby shower. So you guys, we just came back from a week... well, today's Sunday. So yeah, we're pretty much here from the weekend. We had a baby shower this weekend. It was definitely fun. We really went there to pig out because, no, I ate more. I don't know. Yeah, there was pozole. You already know I had to be there. There was pizza. There was unos pinches tacos. They had the motherfucking taquero there. What else? There was more. Ensalada de manzana.
Pozole.
I already said that. Yeah, there was a lot of fucking food, and we had everything.
Tres leches cake.
Ooh, that banging one. You know, I really don't fuck with cake. I really don't. Like, I don't like cake like that, but other than chocolate, confetti, I just start naming all the cakes. But that tres leches cake, like, I don't really like it sometimes because it's so fucking wet, but that one was perfect. It was, like, perfect moisture.
Honestly, my favorite cakes is tres leches or red velvet.
Oh, yeah, you like the red velvet, too.
That shit's so gas, especially with, like, a little bit of, like, white chocolate in there. That shit's bomb. But the taquero low-key was smacking last night. I loved his chicken and...
Are you serious?
His chicken and his... You didn't try the...
Well, I did only get the chicken. And the chicken, if I'm being honest, it had no, like, flavor to itself. The salsa that was so spicy, he said it was really spicy. It wasn't. I added the two quote unquote spiciest ones. It didn't have no spice.
But I didn't add the other one. I added the mid one, the one that he's like it's mid spice. That one was really good, but
the flavor was there, just not the spice.
The salad ones were so fucking gas. At the end, he didn't have no more.
No, everybody was really like taking some to go home. That's why he kept telling everybody take some home. That's why I was just like, I hope y'all don't want pozole. But I didn't even end up taking pozole. Once I had that rice, I'm like, I'm gonna take that rice with me.
Yeah, that rice was good too.
So that was our weekend. Oh, we went to go eat sushi. Oh, yeah. Friday night, we went to eat sushi. That shit's so fucking good, y'all. It's sushi night on a Friday. And when we came out, it was raining. Yeah. We got some tree after. It was a good weekend.
Shout out.
No. I blurred that shit out on purpose, y'all. Because, no. I'm honestly, like, there's...
Gatekeeping, yes, like a I'm motherfucker?
Yes, I'm gatekeeping. I'm fucking gatekeeping. There's, oh, we'll be giving people shout outs. Obviously, we do that all the time. But not my fucking sushi spot, bro. And especially now when it's so close to my house. I'm sorry, y'all. Love y'all. And
nobody had to know it was close to your house. And like, people, tripping.
And people are going to know that they're going to be like, oh, like, that's fucked up. You're keeping clients from that. No. Trust me, they got enough clients. They got it on their own. Like, you know, no, y'all took my breakfast spot. Y'all not taking my dinner spot. I'm sorry. There's sushi everywhere to go around. I'm just saying. Don't come at me, and if you do, guess what? You'll find me at the spooshy spot.
Spooshy spot?
Spooshy spot.
I'm over here having Vespucci Beach.
But, yeah, that was pretty much our weekend. So, comment down below, you guys. What do you guys do on your weekends? Give us your weekend update. Or tell us your sushi spot if you're in Vegas. Or if... You're in Cali, because we go to Cali pretty often sometimes.
Nah, Cali, let me know your guys' fucking seafood boil. Yes.
Seafood boil.
All of that shit. Seafood.
Shishi. Fuck. All of that shit. Damn, they're going to be like, what fucking weed strain did they get? Yeah, we barely started, though. And I'm also smoking on some... I lost my cart, so I'm not smoking on that shit no more. But yeah, you guys, comment down below your guys' weekend. So... Let's go ahead and just jump into this shit. So we're going to talk about the world of thrifting, because you wanted to talk about something specific with somebody that thrifts something. And honestly, I didn't tell you earlier when you brought that up, but I have something too, because I found somebody who also thrifts and does cool work with thrifting. And yeah, so you guys, we're talking about thrifting today. So you want to bring up what you found?
Yeah.
I've seen people that do this before, but not that guy. But I've seen this type of thrifting
so it's product. I seen him a while ago, and I think he was making The Walking Dead. And he basically goes to thrift stores and just buys old paintings. And he paints over them, mm-hmm. and just gives them like a nicer, but I guess like his own touch to them. And
they just completely bring out a whole new picture once they're done.
Literally. And this morning I showed you the one that he did from
Stranger Things. We'll go ahead and put the videos here, you guys.
But like I said, the first one I watched was one about The Walking Dead. And it just gave me like... I thought it was a cool little idea to take somebody else's art and put your touches onto it.
So give a little more detail on what he's actually doing.
So what he's... doing is he's literally just doing that. He's going to thrift stores and he'll buy certain paintings, like whether they're buildings or whatever like that, like in discounts, mm-hmm. and he kind of just imagines what he's gonna paint on it before he does it,
kind of like using it as his outline.
Yeah, so like, okay, like this one would be cool to do like a zombie effect, this one would be cool to do like everything is rusted or abandoned and
Does he ever use anything other than paints? Does he ever add, like, other 3D dimensions himself? I've seen some people add, like, actual, like a bottle cap to be, like, I don't know, just random stuff.
Honestly, like, he does. He adds, I believe it's a letter, mm-hmm. like, telling you, oh, thank you, you got picture one out of, like, so many.
Oh.
Okay, so it's a series of pictures. And then he adds, like, his own little note to it. Mm-hmm. Like, saying something personal from him.
Oh, he sells them too?
Yeah, so he sells them on, I believe they're right now on TikTok, and this is basically how the packaging comes out. So she's seeing it right now, you guys.
And so what, like how much does, like around roughly how much do they get off of these pictures?
I honestly did not see it yet. But I mean, I love the way that he kind of just does his art, because it, like I said, it's abandoned or it's like stuff, mm-hmm. that's going on with like the youth right now. Like a Stranger Things picture out of something that cost him 99 cents,
that's and he what can I'm make saying. A like living, you know. He's for sure gonna make a profit no matter what, because when you go thrifting, all that stuff is, you know, dirt cheap. So hey, and that's a good hustle right there. What's the guy's name?
His name is
Link Art, down below, guys.
Art by Paco Way.
Oh, Paco Way?
Yeah, and like I said, So far, like, all the stuff that I've seen by him is pretty fucking nice. So, that's all I wanted to talk about.
Shout out to Art Bakaway. So, what I found, and right now, I think you're looking for the prices.
Yeah.
So, what I found out, this is a cool, man, like, right now that I'm kind of getting into, like, my style, like, finding my style or just, like, dipping into other styles of fashion, my Instagram is obviously feeding me that, and I found this little boy who has been designing since the age of 4, which is crazy because he's already a high-end designer. I think he's a high-end designer, or let me see. Oh, genius record for youngest runway fashion designer. His name is Max Alexander. And he has like a good 3.9 million followers. But yeah, he's the youngest runway fashion designer. And like just even looking, like he'll thrift his stuff too. And he recently, on one of his most recent posts, I'll go ahead and clip a picture of the jacket. I literally followed him just because of this fucking jacket. But he went with his mom to go thrift something and they found like this gold old jacket. And I guess another piece. He just started throwing stuff in there. And he pretty much cut out some angel wings, put on the back of the gold jacket, and I don't know, probably did some more stuff. He didn't really like show the products before, but it obviously turned into something way cooler at the end. But the fact that he literally cuts everything, he measures everything, he sews it, like every single detail from the clothing, that little boy is doing it. I'll see if I could go ahead and insert some clips here. Of like the exact jacket that I'm talking about, but he makes dresses, he makes jackets. The fact that he's already a runway designer, he just literally blew my mind. And it's crazy that you talked about something thrifting, like it, we both came up with something thrifting, and yeah, that was just, it was cool for me to see that. And the fact that he started so young and his parents, like, there's this video where it was pretty much the kids, them recording the kid and then being like, when your son tells you he's a dress designer at the age of 4 and you go along with it and boom.
I mean, honestly, it's like you really have to understand, like, betting on your kids is always better than teaching them to be scared. Like, I know there's so much shit to be scared of in the world and stuff, but it's like they could really do it. There's nothing stopping a kid, and if they have that mentality from like a little kid and you put your energy and effort into it, they could do some really, really cool stuff. And I think it's cool, like, that he was able to go into like a thrift store and get like ideas from even like old designers or old designs, you know. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of stuff from thrift stores might not be new stuff that's coming out right now. It might be stuff that they wore, let's say, in 2010, and what we used to wear to what we wear nowadays, you know?
Right. And now so, he's making it into nowadays or yeah, whatever.
Like, he's bringing it back and adding his own touch to it, which I always thought was like, if you could inspire or get inspiration from something in the past and make it better nowadays, it's so cool. Like,
and it helps us save like the planet.
Yeah. And like, even like, I remember when the shirts with the holes in the back came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my aunts would just buy white shirts and they would start cutting holes. And I'm like, bro, like, you guys can literally go and get this shirt. And she's like, yeah, but I'm adding my own design to it. Like, she added like a butterfly or like a skull to one of her shirts.
A skull. Oh.
And I was like, damn, like, that shit's actually pretty badass. Like, you can't buy that shit. Like, you had to make it.
Yeah, it's those, and then it brings up the value in it more because it's one of a kind.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool, especially like being that young. Like, shout out to you, dude. Don't fucking stop. I know, and his
designs are fucking cute.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, even the jacket that he made for himself, he wore it to like some red carpet or something. I forgot. It, something big. And it's the fact that like it made it look, it just looked like something that was meant to be there. And he literally made it within however long he did.
Right. But out of his own mind, though. Like, mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, so, that kid is inspirational because, honey, I want that sense of fashion like that.
I finally was able to get on the website. And the one that you seen this morning cost $200.
The not the Inside Out.
The...
Oh,
Stranger Things.
There you go, Stranger Things.
And it's a raffle for the first painting. So $200 to just get raffled into getting the first of one, 101. Yeah, and then if you don't get it, like, you get a copy of it, and it has a number on it. And then from there, he has his Abandoned series or collection, and it has, like, Teen Titans. It has, like, all of this stuff from when we were kids.
Wow.
And the Teen Titans one is $350. Like, you might recognize some of these shows better than I do. I didn't have a childhood, y'all.
Oh, my God.
There's so many of them. They're nice.
$350.
He has Lightning McQueen on the bottom, Abandoned. Yeah.
No, you guys, that's crazy, because the fact that he's, like, making 100% or even 100 and something, whatever percent profit. Because if you guys really go to the thrift stores like that, these types of pictures are, like, $1, $2. Like, that's, wow.
That man is 110% up.
Yeah, and then the fact that he can also sell copies, like, just a copy. And then this boy, too, like, already being on the runway, like, creativity is crazy. And I also, like, with the thrifting stuff, like, not only does it help us save the planet, but then, like, imagine, like, the old people that see, like, stuff that they used to wear being brought in a new, different style, and they're like, wow, like.
That's what I'm saying, like.
Y'all don't know about that.
I remember when, like, in high school, you remember the pants that, like, on the bottom, they open up?
Okay, the flare pants?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like, my aunt was laughing one day when she seen, like, hella people wearing them, and she's like, dude, like, I wore that shit in high school. She's like, I haven't seen that shit since I was in high school. Like, I wish I still had my pants from then.
I think it's, like, when fashion in general, like, is having, creativity blockage, I guess.
Right.
Like, when nobody really can come up with the next big thing, they bring up the old thing to hold its place until the new thing comes in.
And I think that's, like, I don't know, to me... Do you remember back when...
I want
to
see you bitches wear Bumpets again. I want to bring that. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I want to see you bitches bring it back.
What's that?
You remember when Snicky had, like, a bump right here of hair?
Okay, yeah.
There was a Bumpet under there. And it's just, like, having... Instead of your hair like this, you make it purposely go, like, a ball on top.
Oh, okay, like a little lump.
Like, bruh. Bitch, you got a concussion.
I wanted them to bring back, like, when Wiz was popping, like, 09 clothes.
Oh, the blind spot. I was going to say the blonde spot, but you're talking about his outfits.
Yeah, like, when he used to wear his leather jackets and shit, his outfits always fucking hit. I ain't gonna
remember
lie.
Wiz Khalifa when he was just a wee little scrawny boy? Because that's really what he was, and now that motherfucker built.
Yeah, he ripped now.
I'm like, damn. But yeah, you guys, that's a little talk about thrifting. Do you guys go thrifting? What do you guys do when you're thrifting? Like, what are some good thrifting keys or tips? Because, y'all, I've been kind of thrifting barely, but I really want to get into clothes thrifting because I don't really thrift clothes. But I know that you can find some good stuff or, like, you know, just work with what you got in there. So what are some key points to thrifting for clothes? What am I looking for? Where should I go looking? What thrift stores? Is it the big name brands, or am I supposed to go, like, downtown and looking for those little mom and pop thrift shops? Let me know. Where should I be doing? Help me out. You don't care for thrifting like that to know, huh?
Not for really, women, you guys. Please.
I don't need to thrift for my man right here. I can thrift for myself. Or if men, if you guys thrift and there's some tips that you guys and you can help me find some good thrifts for this guy, let me know.
Some car parts.
Okay. Well, I mean, fuck it. Regardless of, helps me save a buck. If you're new here, this is the dream segment. And what we do here is we talk about the dreams that we have when we're asleep at night. The ones that happen when we're unconscious or we're on another elevation of consciousness. If you know, you know. So, do you have a dream for us or no?
No.
All right, you guys. Well, I honestly did have a dream this week, and there's details obviously that I forgot, but I could somewhat grasp what it was genuinely about. And pretty much what happened in my dream, I was like in a hotel. Like, it was massive, like hundreds, thousands of rooms. Like, it was just a massive hotel. And in the hotel, it was like, instead of rooms, when you walk in, You would imagine, like, you know how when you see a house from the outside and you're like, oh, that's crazy. But then you go on the inside and you're like, damn, I did not expect this shit.
Okay, yeah.
It was kind of like that, but with that and size. Like, instead of being a normal size hotel room, it's like there's a Walmart in here.
Oh, shit.
But it was a big hotel with, like, different. The way in my head, it was not different, like, shops. It was more like different jobs. Like, I didn't come here for fun. Like, bitch, I came to clock in. And so every hotel door is another job, but which is like another Walmart, another restaurant. Like, it's just like everything but in a hotel. And what I was in, I'm like picturing it now that I'm talking about it. What I was in is I walked into one. And bitch, I don't work at no ice cream shop, but I walked into one and I'm at an ice cream shop. Maybe because Midnight I went to Cravings. U-Swirl. No, maybe because I went to U-Swirl this week. That kind of makes sense because it was giving U-Swirl. So I walk into the hotel room, quote unquote, open the door, and it's giving like ice cream shop. Well, it was an ice cream shop. And it was like kind of like, speaking of Stranger Things, like kind of like that because theirs is like blue and white. No? Did you watch Stranger Things?
I did, but I think it is.
I did too, but I don't think we were together when that came out. But yeah, it was like blue and white. And then I don't remember anybody being in there but the workers. And yeah, I didn't really go into that many hotel rooms to know what else was in there. But I just knew that, like, but when I was walking through the halls to get to my quote unquote job, or maybe I just went there for a snack. I don't know. Maybe I was the first customer. But when I walked in, like, when I would walk by every door that was open, like, there was just, like, if it was, like, just jam-packed with people, like, that didn't make sense that they fit in there. But they were hotel rooms. And, yeah.
Honestly,
that was my dream.
The way you kind of are explaining it, there's a hotel in Alaska where, like, everybody works there, everybody lives there.
Oh, yeah. I think, did we talk about that?
I'm pretty sure we did. Like, that's what it's giving.
Yeah, I think we did talk, like, yeah, kind of like that. But no, like, those, obviously, you can tell that those room size, this was, like,
massive.
Bam, like, super center up in this bitch. Yeah, but I forgot we did talk about that. I think we did talk about that here. I'm pretty sure, you know?
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, so, I don't know what episode that is, y'all, but we did talk about that. It was in Iceland, no?
No, it's in Alaska.
Alaska, yeah, mm-hmm. You guys. Pretty much like what I'm explaining, but real life and more realistic. Yeah, it was pretty cool. After that, it's crazy. Oh my god, it's kind of weird too, because now that we have the dream segment, like, I'll wake up from a dream, but it's like still like not time to wake up, and I'll be talking to myself like, okay, remember you did this and that, so you can like do it in the dream segment. I'm talking to myself about it, and then bam, I'll go back to sleep and I don't remember shit. Yeah, but I need to force myself. I need to fucking force myself for when that happens. Get your fucking phone, type that shit down, and knock out then.
If anything,
or
like,
a voice message. Just say, like, hey,
Siri. Yeah, just be like, hey, Siri, and then she'll write everything down. I'm pretty sure.
Right. Siri's can like, you look up what you said to Siri? Huh?
Can you look up what, like, shit you said to Siri? You
probably can. There's probably a setting for that, or, I mean, you know they have it, so. It's somewhere out there.
Right.
Yeah, but that was my dream. There was nothing in the Google form. But if you guys want to go ahead and share a dream that you've had as well anonymously, you can do so in the Google form link listed down below in the bio. You know, like I said, anonymously. But no dream from you, right?
No.
And then last night, you said last night Toothless was having a bad dream.
Yeah, that fool was going off.
Yeah, you guys. My little guy had a bad dream. He let's see if he got something to say about it. I wonder if you could hear his breathing through the mic, but he didn't say nothing. I think he's still, like, a little, like, traumatized by it or whatever. But, yeah. All right, you guys. So, comment down below. What do you think about my dream? Would you guys enter a place like that? Who knows? Or what if those people were trapped there forever? Yeah. All right. So, like we said, today is Sunday the 16th. And last night, Vegas, last night, Circus went up. Did it say around what time last night?
Honestly, I don't think so.
Yeah, we was just coming out the baby shower, and the first thing we see when we get home is Circus supposedly had got shot up. But this morning when we woke up, the news was saying that it was a false alarm. There was a fight, and somebody got pepper sprayed in the Circus. But I guess it caused mass chaos to where people didn't know what was going on and why people were running around that. Everybody just started going everywhere on this trip. Everybody was running away from this. So it was just causing mass chaos. But allegedly right now, as of right now, the news is saying that it was just a fight that broke out and there was just pepper spray going around. So no shooting. But they did have, like, because they thought it was going to be a shooting, they did have, like, all of Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, blah, 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 mouthful over here. They did have them pulling up with, like, big guns, rifles. Like, you've seen everybody was armed and ready to go. But even the cops were, like, in the videos, even the cops were, like, freaking out because there was just so much commotion. And I bet, like, at that moment when you know this place is nothing but children, like, you just want to look everywhere and make sure that everybody's doing good. Like, it just looked like they didn't know where anything was coming from. The whole thing looked chaotic.
It says that it happened at 5:40. That's when police responded to it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I think after the shooting that happened in Vegas already, like, even the police are just kind of freaked out of, like, what the fuck, where do I look? There's so many people running, so much shit going on.
I guess, like, we're not used to mass shootings like that.
Well, I feel like there's
but at the same time,
I feel like there's no way to be prepared for it because of, like, there's certain entrances and exits. Everybody has to rush outside. Like, even as people, like, we freak out, and it could have been something like, even right now, like they said, it was just a fight and it was pepper spray. Like, we see somebody running and our minds can't instantly go into, like, oh shit, there's a shooting or there's something wrong happening, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, people could just freak out of nowhere.
I don't know, when it comes to, like, being prepared, I get, like, how you quote unquote can't be prepared because it could happen at any time, but just be more trained for it. Like, communicate better on your comms, everybody have their stations, like, or have, like, all right, if you're in Circus and this happens and you're on the job, pull out your iPad or a note or whatever, and it tells you the game plan. Like, this is where your group is going, meet here. Like, there's just something that you could do. But, I mean, then again, I only seen a few clips, and that's what I seen in those clips. Who knows? Maybe there was cops on some shit on another clip that they were doing better. But Circus, you guys, Circus went up this weekend, and hopefully nobody got hurt. And if you're out here fighting in a place with children, get the fuck out of here. That's it. Just come on. Have some fucking class, people. Like, if you're going to fight, at least take the bitch outside and fight her outside where there's not kids. Like, come on now. But there's already talks. There's been talks about Circus being torn. There's been talks about Circus being turned down. No.
Torn.
There's been talks about Circus being torn down already and being replaced with some type of Disney resort. Not a Disneyland, but a Disney resort. So, like, a Disney hotel, I guess.
Okay.
And now people are saying with what just happened, this is some type of money grab. Like, they faked this so they can get everybody's money from the day, and then just apparently people are thinking they're going to close next week, which is crazy because we had literally just officially planned that we wanted to go there for our anniversary because I wanted to share, like, something that I had from my childhood, like, with you, and then hopefully share it with my sister if she's down for it. Because, like, when you're born and raised in Vegas, the only thing you can do is pull up to Circus with your friends for the day. Beg to God your mom gave you, like, money for the McDonald's where the Midway's at, and just kick it with your friends there, and then, you know, go home after that. That's the only thing you can do when you're a kid here in Vegas, at least back then. Now we got more cool stuff out here for the kids, you know, but back then that was our only spot, and it being torn down, I feel like it's just gonna hit us all so much. But what do you, like, do you really think, like, it's a money grab and we won't even get to go there for our anniversary before it gets closed down?
I hope to God we do.
It's at the end of the month, y'all, so let's pray.
I hope to God that, like, we do.
Oh my God, now people know our anniversary.
It's all right, you guys send gifts.
Hey.
But no, I hope that they don't close before then.
And our other anniversary is 4/21.
Honestly, like, it sucked ass that when they closed down the Fright Dome, part of it.
I know. I never got to go. Myself for being such a pussy.
I was able to go with my friend 1 year, but my mom didn't let me because we were going to stay in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And then 1 year, my brother promised me, but he got locked up after that. So, whatever.
I'm locked up.
Literally. But
they let him out.
Once I actually got to go to the adventure part of it, the Adventure Dome, it's actually hella fun. That was one thing that I've always even my cousins when they come from Mexico, when they were all little, little and shit, we always pulled up there. That was the one spot.
When the family pulls up and you got kids in the family, all the cousins, let's all take their asses to Circus.
No cap, you guys.
And then at the end of the night, lock them up. Oldest cousin, watch them on us hit the casinos.
Literally, though.
Yep.
That's what happened. They used to just leave us there and then they would go hit the slots, go walking around and shit. But I still have tickets from when my cousins came that we didn't cash in.
Oh my God.
I have tickets from the last time I went.
Yeah, I remember when they had tickets.
And I have our cards from the first time we went.
You should keep those forever.
So
now.
Yeah, it's crazy to see that. Tickets. It's crazy to see Vegas is really, I guess we're evolving and hopefully for the best, and hopefully whatever was at the Adventure Dome stays
hopefully
for kids.
We don't get bad though, all this.
No,
there's
that's
so
what
much
I'm
news that doesn't even get put on here. People hurting people, even earlier, yesterday, that somebody in a house. I don't want to get too serious here, you guys. This is not a news channel, but Vegas last night was crazy. After that too, some guy shot his girl, his baby mama, in front of their kids, and then, you know, did the same thing to himself. I just feel Vegas has gotten a little too dangerous. And so if they you said, we're evolving there. We've been talking about everything that's been popping up here in Vegas. I hope that with everybody coming in for all our new attractions, that they're upping their game and getting more police force, getting more prepared for certain things, just trying to make it a little safer. And, you know, bars need to get more strict and cut people off at some point, because I mean, then again, I love watching drunk people.
Well, even that, and it's us as people, we also have to, come on, you guys, a fight at a fucking kid's playground,
oh my
let's
God,
be
ghetto.
Fucking for real, dude. If you can't handle your liquor, if you're with a friend that can't handle their liquor, cut that fool off. Be the real, true friend and be yo,
okay,
fool, you
again,
extra.
We're saying it they were drunk.
No.
Nobody even knew until this morning what happened.
I'm not saying about the fight, but just in general, if your friends can't drink, don't let them overdrink.
And
be a real one.
When it happened last night, there was no kids hurt last night.
Didn't say nothing about
nothing
the kids
like
hurt or nothing, but also, you guys, be respectful. There is a bunch of little kids and you guys are grown-ups running. Don't hit the little kids over.
I know. I've seen people knocking kids over in some videos. That's so mean. You're supposed to literally, get them out first.
You're supposed to jump on top of those kids and, protect them. Come on.
Hopefully Circus makes it, you guys. Hopefully Circus makes it. And then after that, if you want to take it away, fine. But
put something else on there for kids, honestly.
As long as it's for kids, too. Because, come on, you guys. When adults come, y'all gotta throw the kids somewhere for the day.
Okay, can I ask you a quick question? The last one. Favorite thing at Circus?
Favorite ride, I guess?
No, ride, game.
The dome or anything. Midway?
Or no, the whole thing.
Okay, the one, it's a love and hate relationship with the disco. When, it's the first one, the one that, I think it's called the disco. The one where it spins you around and you damn near hit the glass wall and shit.
Oh, yeah. No, I hate spinning.
Yeah, that
ones.
One is a love and hate because it feels crazy. But it's just when you get to the wall, you're woo.
For
yeah.
me, it's...
I don't know what that noise was, y'all. Fuck y'all if y'all laughing at me for that.
For me, it's the Batman one where you have to go in there and it has the lasers and you can't get touched by the lasers.
I never did any of the laser ones. Oh my God.
We
got to do everything
you have
that
to
day.
Do it.
We have to make it a full day then. We really do, because there's stuff I've never been on in there
so
too.
The laser one is fun.
You need to do everything. No, but there's some that you also, the wristband doesn't count. No,
that the laser one is completely different.
Okay.
You have to pay for that.
Yeah, there we definitely have to do that.
And then I forgot what ride it is, but it kind of tilts like that in the air. Like it goes back and forth in a way, and the only reason I don't like that one was I've never worried about shit coming out of my pants, and I had that shit happen to a friend on that ride, and his phone actually fell into the machine So when the machine went down, it literally shot his phone out, and everything was just like destroyed in
it. Oh, I thought like it hit somebody.
No.
No. I haven't been on everything, but the another one that I like is a SpongeBob 4D one. And you said you never been on that one.
No.
Huh? That one's so fun. The 4D one is so fun. Definitely gotta fucking take some glasses cleaners. Remind me about that, cause you do get wet. But yeah, you guys, what do you guys think about Circus Circus? What do you guys think is going to happen with it in the future? And with that being said, I have a theory. I have a theory about this. It might be dark, though.
Let her cook.
Okay, so you notice how Vegas is upping their game and rebuilding itself and adding more new things?
Okay.
Okay. You notice how California, you said that there was a tornado that just hit it this week?
Yeah.
They've been having tornadoes. They've been having fires. They've been having earthquakes. California has been getting hit left and right, back to back. Everybody has always known that at one point California was sadly gonna, you know, get taken off the map.
Right.
So there's the theory that they control our weather, they control our environment, you know, they cause all that.
Right.
Who's they? We don't know. We don't know, but you know. Do you think that California's, like, gonna go... Okay, not even just that. Now, there's a lot of people from Cali, the famous people, moving to Texas, going somewhere else to build bunkers. They're building underground. Like I told you, Kevin Gates just dropped a song saying that he moved to Texas, made tunnels to Cali, and that's what he's doing. Who, Mark Zuckerberg, didn't he do the same thing?
No, I think Mark got... piece of Hawaii.
They're and he going built a somewhere else though, right?
Yeah.
And they're all saying that they're going down.
Right.
So who's to say that Cali's not ready to get dropped off because they don't need it no more? And now, like, they're saying,
no offense, Cali.
They're all now people are coming more to Vegas. They're not. You said the other day that the borders, the barbed wire is facing the other way. Like if they're trying to keep us in, not right. take us, not let us out.
Right.
So what if Cali's going to get destroyed? They don't want those people to leave nowhere else out of us. You got to be forced to move somewhere in the U.S. And then, I don't know, that's my theory. I don't even know where I'm going with that now. But, you know, I said what I said.
Well, I mean, from what you're saying is, like, I kind of understand it. Like, Vegas is moving into more like a kind of like SoCal vibe in a way, because we are getting
bigger.
We're getting a bunch of like
we're new rounder buildings. When they're longer,
yeah, like we're getting a bunch of new buildings, we're getting stadiums, we're getting like a lot. If you guys have seen Vegas from any side, like from back then till now, we're expanding hella fast, you know. So I can see what you're saying, like people are from Cali, and especially the ones that are like, I guess, have the money or are tapped into whatever's going on. Like, they're basically being like, fuck this. Like, we know it's not safe here no more.
It's time to go.
You know? So, I do see what you're saying. But to me, it's just crazy, like, how Vegas is evolving. And especially the way that we've seen, like, the Hard Rock is going to be. Mm-hmm. To where it's going to be a guitar with the light on top mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like, to me, that all that shit is just, like, we're sending so many light beams into space. Like...
Come here first, you guys.
You know,
come
like,
land the planes here. Come land the UFOs.
We're basically saying, like, we're a truck stop. Like,
here we you are. Know? Come so, get some snacks and some ass.
To me, it's just... what? Oh, my God.
Y'all, do y'all remember that episode where me and Savannah said we'd fuck aliens?
Bruh, y'all dream coming true soon.
Oh, my God, y'all. But just when y'all, when the aliens land and you listen to this podcast, I hope you remember us and you just laugh before you get scared.
Hell no, they're going to be over here like, oh, they're going to be the queens of this shit.
Shit.
Bring them to the mothership.
They're going to over here, everybody's going to offer us, grab those two bitches from the pod.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it's just crazy, like, even with the barbed wire stuff, like, making all these things to where it's, like, it really feels like we're being trapped in, not let go.
It's scary. Hey, Cali, stay safe. I hope everybody's, you know, just holding on. You guys got this. You guys got each other. And if you're by yourself, I mean, look, go help somebody. Be that person. Maybe that somebody lost somebody and you guys now need each other. So... just take care of each other, Cali, and, you know,
spread that Cali love.
Have some backup stuff, you know, backup food, clothes, just in case stuff, you guys, in case. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and go into our last segment, but before we even go into, you guys, we're rationing our couples still, so we're gonna do one couple this week. Should we do two, one or two? I'm gonna leave it up to you.
I'm gonna drop one for you guys. We'll drop two for our anniversary.
We still got another week after before that. But yeah, you guys, we're gonna roll one clip, all right? So let's go ahead and roll that clip to what happens in Vegas. I'm gonna keep on the run. Gonna have me some fun. Cost me my very last time. All right, so like we said, for a podcast, you guys are gonna know each other's answers or the podcast name, nor will your friends, so it's just me, you, and the listeners. First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And it could have happened to you, let's say, before you even met him, but just he doesn't know about it.
I had a blowout in his aunt's bathroom.
You had a what?
Blowout.
Blowout? What you mean? Like you just let loose? I'm like, hair blowout or like you just couldn't hold it? No. And what happened? Like you just cleaned everything up the best you could?
It got clogged.
Did they have a plunger though? Hey, bless. Cause I hate when you plug up somebody's toilet, motherfuckers don't got a plunger, bro. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Alright. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
He knows everything.
And that's good.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that has happened to you that she doesn't know, but it could have been before you met her or while you guys were together?
Embarrassing moment was I basically threw up in front of my whole class.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I threw up on my classmate kind of because I was eating some Cheerios, right? And then my stomach got all messed up because I had some hot wings the earlier night before that. I remember because my stomach was hurting. I said, like, I ain't gonna be like descriptive, but it was kind of bad.
Right.
Dookie was everywhere and shit, bro.
Damn.
So basically I got up and I was like, I gotta go, but before even that, it is blurted out because there was something out.
Ooh.
Damn.
What about one secret that you haven't told her, whether it was before you guys were together or while you guys were together?
I probably had like, I didn't tell her I had like 7 bodies. That's probably the deepest.
Okay, I like that. Hell yeah.
All right, y'all. So that was the clip from What Happens in Vegas. And now while we were doing that, I was kind of like, maybe it works out good that we have one couple because now they're giving us the dreams too. So
double down.
What do you guys think? Should we have one couple for Vegas or two? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking one just so then like we have the dream as
right.
Well,
I know. What do you guys think? Do you guys want to keep one couple or two? Do you guys even care what I do? Are you guys tired of me changing shit? I don't know. Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Let me know. If you know, you know. So for our first couple, and then y'all, I have a dream in here. Like I said, this is something new. I'm still getting used to using our couples for our dreams. My bad, but here's another dream in here, you guys. So another dream segment / Vegas mashup. All right, so our first couple, well, our only couple. So the girlfriend, her embarrassing moment was that she had a blowout in the bathroom and clogged it up at his auntie's house.
I'm surprised he didn't know what a blowout was.
Okay, right now that I was listening to it, I was thinking about like Coke. I was like, oh, maybe that type of blowout. Because sometimes I do forget these couples, so I don't know what we're talking about with this one. But it could have been that. And then the hair thing, I was right on the hair thing. A blowout on your hair and then a poop one. But the poop one was, yeah. So, yeah, she blew that shit up.
The fact that you clogged his toilet, though, is crazy.
No, it was the auntie's toilet.
Auntie is going to get mad. She's seen your log.
They heard you when the plunger went whoop, whoop, whoop.
Literally.
That's so embarrassing. Oh my god. And she gave us a dream that they went on a road trip with their family to Missouri and she proposed. So I wonder if that's what's gonna happen like in real life. Is she gonna be the one to propose or is he? I don't know. I feel like for me, I don't judge you if you propose to a man, but I feel like for me that would be my last resort. Like, all right, like, if you're not putting a ring on it, I want to see if you do want to, like, at least be married. I want to propose. And if not, we out this bitch. But I feel like, I don't know. I guess I'm traditional. And it's weird that I say that because people would not think that. Like, yesterday, everybody's like, bitch, I can't believe you weren't the one to pop out one first. And, honestly, yeah, we out here holding it down with them. Fuck them kids.
Yesterday, everybody was over here fucking, you're coming next, you're next. You. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Shit.
Homeboy said, don't pull out. I'm like, bruh.
I know when he said that, I was like, sir, we're at a baby shower. Like, I'm eating my pozole. We're at a table.
I started laughing just because, like, it was, we're like,
talking about, you guys are literally in front of him. I was on a table full of men telling him, nut in this bitch and get her pregnant. Like, excuse me, I'm right here. I'm having my pozole. Come on. Respectfully. But yeah, so he said yes. He said yes. I wonder, I wish I remember who the fuck this was. And maybe if we see them again in the future, I could be like, yo, did you ever,
you say?
Did you ever propose? And she had no secret. The boyfriend, his, oops, sorry, guys. I have a pen in my hand. My bad. The boyfriend, his embarrassing moment was that he threw up Cheerios in front of the class. I wonder if he ever ate Cheerios after that.
I mean, he said because he had a hot wings the day before. And he said, at first he said he threw up, and then he said he kind of shit himself too. So it's like, bro, if it came out of both ends, like, man. Goddamn. I've only had that shit happen once, and it's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, same. Yeah, when you have stomach issues, y'all. Well, you had
salmonella.
And then I was going to die. So, yeah. Yep. Trauma. Yep. Do you have a cereal that ever made you throw up, that grossed you out? Or do you have something that you ate other than what you ate at some, like when you got salmonella, which was what, church food?
Oh, that shit was literally Mexican food made by white people. And they fucked up when they put the chicken grabbers with the meat grabbers. Yeah, like they cross contaminated.
At least they
meats.
Were like honest and were like, y'all, this is how we fucked up.
Well, everybody was blaming like the beans and stuff. And then they're like, bro, like, you can't get salmonella from frijoles, like, so, yeah.
They're either raw and crunchy or they're just good. So
literally.
No, but what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, like, so what's something that made you throw up before that you can't eat no more?
Okay, I have a couple, low-key. Liver and tripas.
Ew. Ooh. Liver sounds nasty.
My dog rolled over.
I have two. You said two, though.
Yeah. I have a couple, but that's just two of them.
So my two are fake off-brand Cheerios.
Okay.
Literally. we had it, and that's what we had, so I ate that shit, and it wasn't bad at the moment, but after that, that throw-up was nasty. It was like rotten milk with rainbows.
It wasn't Cheerios, it was chorro.
It was throw-up, but it was gross. And then another thing that'll most likely make me throw up, off the dome, I can't think about it, but yeah, just those Cheerios have always scarred me for life. And I have off-brand cereal still, y'all, like, well, I have both on-brand and off-brand, a bitch, so not, you know, we're not there right now, but... fuck it, I'll get some off-brand cereals, and they don't do that. Like, I'm not hating on the off-brand, you know, it's just that Fruit Loops. Never fucking again will that shit ever put hands in my house.
I was raised on off-brand.
Same, yeah. Trauma. I'm just kidding. Okay. But yeah, you guys, comment down below anything that you guys think about these couples. Let's go ahead and talk about it, or go down in that Google form go down to the Google form down below in the description, where you yourself can drop a secret that you're holding from your partner as well. Drop the tea, bitch. Drop that motherfucking tea. And to the guys that are new here, what's up, guys? I was gonna start doing a man voice, but I'm good. That's all you're going to get. But yeah, so let's wrap it up. You got anything to say?
Peace out, you guys.
A safe St. Patrick's.
Let me know how many times you guys got pinched on St. Patrick's Day.
Or did you do the pinching?
Ooh. And yeah.
Nipple twist.
Okay.
Titty twist.
I'll see you guys next week for the next one.
So if you guys are on Apple and Spotify, drop that 5-star review. That Google form is down below in the description. So is all our ads and everything. And then we'll go ahead and tag that guy that was doing the paintings. And I'll tag Max down below. Check them out. other than that, hope you guys have a fun, safe week. And yeah, love y'all. Peace out before I keep talking. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la